Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
A Shocking Blue bringing us back 23 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. It's just you and me, and I'm going to talk about a couple of more short stories that I wrote about recently in an article. The last segment I talked about the way you should think about your special sauce as opposed to trying to compete with the big boxes. Now I want to talk about passing your business along. So you're a business owner, and depending, it doesn't matter whether you're 30 or 60. When you think about leaving your business for the last time, you know, head first or feet first. I'm probably going to go out feet first, but that's another story. But when you think about leaving your company for the last time, who are you going to toss the keys to? Are you going to lock the doors one last time and toss the keys to the next tenant who's going to be in that building, unrelated to your business? Or are you going to toss the keys to a new owner, somebody who bought the business from you? Or are you going to toss the keys to a family member? Is there a child or some relative that might be taking the business on? I wonder how that's going to go. You know, we've got the baby boomers are retiring 10,000 a day now. And there are millions of baby boomers who are business owners, millions of them, of us. And so I wonder what it's going to be interesting to see what the second generation situation is. Of course, many of those baby boomers are second generation owners themselves. And so, whether the next owner is second or third generation, you know, it's going to be interesting to see how that works, because I'm not sure people are attracted to business ownership as much, especially if you've grown up within the family. It's hard, isn't it? Our children see a struggle. My children saw me certainly. Were part of the struggle that we had when they were teenagers, as I started my business back in the late 80s and the early 90s. They sure saw that. I've never asked them. I wonder if they saw that and said, you know, Dad, things have turned out, but boy, that was rough on you. And they probably thought it was rough on them. It really wasn't. It really wasn't that rough. They probably thought it was at the time, but we made sure they had what they needed. But still, they saw how tough it was. And I wonder if that has afflicted their thinking on going into business, taking over a business, buying their own, being their own small business. Not necessarily my, you know, coming in and taking over my business, their father's business, but another one like that, right? And I wonder if that's impacted them. You know, one of the things that I recommend is that you don't talk to them about how much money they can make, you know, what success means and all that. That's okay. But I think you got to focus on the entrepreneurial, the purity of being an entrepreneur, the excitement of creating something from nothing. Can you do that? In my opinion, if I were going to talk to them. If I talk to my children about being business owners, and I do, I have a few times, I would tell them what I love about being a small business owner is not making money. That's nice, but that's just a way to keep score. That's not what lays my head. That's not what lays me down to sleep at night. That's not when I wake up in the morning. I don't wake up wanting to run and check my bank account. I wake up thinking, what am I going to create today? What am I going to do to push forward on something that I worked on yesterday? And I think we should tell them that when you're a business owner, whatever you, whatever's in front of you, a challenge or an opportunity, belongs to you. It's not that way if you're an employee. Every challenge, every opportunity that approaches, that has implications for your business, belongs to you. So the challenge either eats you or you turn it into an opportunity. And either way, that's yours. It's on you. It's on your watch. And then when you turn it into an opportunity, then you get to make something exciting out of that, right? And turn it into a success story. Isn't that what we're really doing in small businesses, as small business owners? Yes, we like to make money. Yes, we like to be successful. Yes, we're doing this to have some financial success for ourselves and our families. But at the heart of it, if we're trying to sell somebody on it, because you and I both know, my friends, I know you know, that before you can be financially successful, you have to pay a price, don't you? There's a price to be paid. There's a lot of stuff that goes on before you can actually find that success for most small businesses. And the only way to make that worth it, because there's no guarantee that one day you will be financially successful. The one way to think about that is, what did I do? Did I do it on my own? Did I do it for myself? And did I own the challenges? Did I own the opportunities? That's what makes me like being a small business owner. And that's what I tell my children. 29 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me. I'll be back after these messages.
Your business is now operating when something is happening.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.